This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. President Joe Biden Tuesday announced a sweeping U.S. plan to reduce methane emissions as leaders from more than 100 nations met for a second day of talks at the U.N. Climate Change Conference in Glasgow. Methane, the simplest hydrocarbon, is a leading greenhouse gas and is produced in the transport and production of coal, natural gas, and oil. Landfills and agriculture, particularly raising livestock, also produce large amounts of methane. The plan to cut U.S. methane is part of Tuesday's Global Methane Pledge, in which at least 80 of the world's largest emitters committed to reducing overall methane emissions by 30% below 2020 levels by 2030. World leaders Tuesday also pledged to end global deforestation, which scientists say is a major driver of climate change, with more than $19 billion in public and private funds committed to that plan. Officials in Afghanistan say a group of gunmen, reportedly including suicide bombers, assaulted Afghanistan's main military hospital in Kabul Tuesday, killing at least 15 people and wounding many more. A spokesman for the Taliban government, Bilal Karimi, said the assault began with a powerful explosion at the entrance to the hospital in the Afghan capital's Wazir Akbar Khan area. The spokesman said a second bomb went off inside the facility. Karimi told VOA Taliban forces engaged the assailants in a gun battle that killed four of them, while one was captured alive to end the siege at the Sardar Mohammad Dawood Khan Hospital. The spokesman said investigations were underway to determine the circumstances that led to the attack. There are no claims of responsibility for the siege. The official Afghan news agency, however, quoted witnesses as saying Daesh, another name for the local affiliate of the Islamic State, was responsible for the attack. This is VOA News. Emergency crews in Lagos, Nigeria, Tuesday continued their efforts to rescue survivors and recover bodies after the collapse Monday of a 21-story apartment building that was under construction. Officials from Nigeria's National Emergency Management Agency told the French news agency AFP they had rescued 9 people as well as recovered more bodies, raising the death toll to 15. President Muhammadu Buhari called on search teams to speed up the rescue effort. The cause of the collapse is still unknown, but Lagos Emergency Management Agency Chief Femi Okeosanotolu told AFP there were problems with the construction. He promised to determine the cause and prevent it from happening again. The building was located in the affluent Okoye district, where building construction is booming. The developer said the cheapest apartment there was listed as selling for $1.2 million, and 65% of the units had been sold. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices is meeting Tuesday to discuss and vote on whether to recommend the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine for U.S. 5 to 11-year-olds. After the U.S. Food and Drug Administration gave its approval for the Pfizer children's vaccine Friday, the CDC approval is a final regulatory hurdle before child vaccinations can begin. White House COVID response coordinator Jeff Zients said the Biden administration, in anticipation of the CDC approval, is poised to begin vaccinating children as soon as Wednesday. He said the White House last month procured 28 million children's doses of the Pfizer vaccine, enough to vaccinate every 5 to 11-year-old in the United States. They also reached out to states to take their initial orders. Zients said the FDA approval Friday, or after the FDA approval Friday, the first doses of the vaccine were already sent out to pediatricians, pharmacies, and community health centers. He said pending Tuesday's CDC ruling, by next week, the children's COVID-19 vaccination program should be at full strength across the country. U.S. web services provider Yahoo said Tuesday it has stopped providing services in mainland China because of what it described as a difficult operating environment. The internet company said in a statement the move took effect Monday in recognition of the increasingly challenging business and legal environment. Monday was the day China's personal information protection law took effect. The law limits what information companies can compile and standardizes how it can be archived. Other COVID restrictions on internet companies were also recently imposed. China previously blocked Facebook, Google, and most other global social media sites and search engines. Users in China can still access these services by using virtual private networks, or VPNs. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.